lies and craze. Truth bombs flying like a meteor shower. Who knew sass could hold such power? Glitter, gloss, and no filter chatter. Tune in now, it's all that matters. Fast and fierce like a rolling storm. This is the place where fun takes form.
She's blonde,
she's bold,
and we got something to say. This is Blonde Banter. Let's talk all about it.
I'm Jessie.
And I'm Alexis.
And welcome to another episode of Blonde Banter.
Hey, welcome to our first episode of Blonde Banter. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Alexis.
And we're going to start off by just introducing ourselves, what our goal is for the podcast, and, you know, just what where we want to see the direction of the podcast go, and like the kind of goals that we want to meet
and why we're doing this.
Yes, and the whole reason of why we're doing this. You want to go first, Alexis?
Sure. Okay, so I'm Alexis, and I just enjoy life. I think it's great. But I'm doing this because me and Jessie were talking about how we're the kind of people where we can sit down at a restaurant and we will close it down. Like, we could talk for hours, right? And I also, individually, I believe that I have a lot of thoughts and feelings, and I could talk about them all day, every day, and I want the world to be able to hear it. And sometimes I feel like I can speak the truth about certain topics, and I want people to be aware about it, whether people like it or not.
And also people to relate to you as well.
Yeah. Yep. So that's why I'm here. I just want to be able to use this also as an outlet for myself. Like, I think this will be good, like, talk therapy.
I love that, talk therapy. We're having talk therapy right now. We're actually sitting at Alexis's kitchen table. And we were supposed to be recording this podcast like 2 hours ago, and we have just been yapping for like, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, it's been almost 2 hours
and
now.
And we were like, maybe we should start.
Yeah, so here it is. Here we are now. So, Jessie, now you please tell us why you are on this Blonde Banter show that we have created.
So, I think, like you said, it's a great platform for, I think, mostly women to be able to relate to one another. Our goal is to talk about like different topics that we specifically as women like struggle with, you know, on the daily, not so much like other things, but like, you know, body positivity, self-confidence, friendships, family, like everything that comes down the pipe.
Life in general. Just the ups and downs.
Yeah. Right? And like, we want to be here to relate to everybody else, because I feel like once you start digging, we're all very relatable, you know? But people just, I feel like, have this fake facade, like this facade that they just try to be like, oh, everything's wonderful. Perfect. Like on social media, everything's perfect. I'm perfect. Like, perfect house, husband, life, et cetera, et cetera. And if you look at my social media, you would think that. But, I mean, it's not true, you know?
But it's definitely not like that.
It's not like that at all. So this is our outlet to... That was her cat, Sassy.
She agreed
with us. She's like, meow. So this is basically, like Alexis said, this is our outlet to get out. Like, it's talk therapy. And we want you guys to, engage with us. Like, send us in, like, topics. Send us, like, questions, comments, you know, whatever. And we will, you know, engage with you, talk with you through it, you know, and just see, you know, just, like, girls helping girls. I think there needs to be more of that in life.
There does, because I feel like we don't support each other enough. There's a cattiness to it. Mm-hmm. Like, not with everybody, but I feel like people can be so passive towards one another, and they get, I guess, kind of jealous of other people's lives because of what they do see on social media. Like you were talking about, like, oh, my life is not perfect. It might look like that on social media, but people become envious of that. And so we're not here for that at all. Like, we're just here to try to promote the idea that women can be there for one another and be friends and not have to fight over anything.
Or be jealous of each other or try to like be like, you know, be your own person.
Yeah,
like,
just be yourself.
Own yourself. Yeah.
Just embrace your, because everybody's a little bit awkward. Everybody's a little weird. Like embrace your uniqueness that, and okay, I love God, that God has given you, because we are all created differently and we all have our strengths and weaknesses that He has given to us for a reason. Like, for example, I have really bad memory. Like, I mean, it's so bad. Like, I forget the names of things, like, but I'm really good at just trying to smile through all of the BS that life has to throw at you, even whenever I want to scream. So, so I think just being yourself is so essential, and try not to copy somebody else.
And what you see on social media, like, be your own person. Don't try to copy what you see others doing, what you see on, take inspiration from that, but be your own person. Like, don't try to be something that you're not. Because at the end of the day, like, you're not going to be happy doing that. Like, I find myself sometimes, like, chasing this, like, ideal image of what I feel like I need to be.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting. Like, it's freaking exhausting.
It is.
Because I'm like, oh, I need to do this. I need to go buy this. I need to make sure that, you know, I post this and
like a checklist.
Yeah, like a checklist. And that's not realistic, you know. It's not
ready to wear this kind of outfit, or my makeup needs to be a certain way, or my hair. And like, I'm
now, we're
so
very girly girls. Like,
we are
ew.
Oh, there we go.
You're watching Hannah Montana and they went ew.
Yeah, and we can be funny, hence the banter. That's why we called it Blonde Banter, because we are hilarious at times, every now and then. And my cat is going crazy right now. Like, she is running around the
and
whole
I am getting room. Over this sickness, and I've had this lingering cough for like 3 weeks. So if y'all hear a cough, I'm not dying. I do not have the plague.
I really hope
I am
not.
Just still coughing, so yes. I apologize for coughing.
I haven't heard it, but maybe like once in the past 3 hours, 2 hours.
I'm trying to hold it in as much as I can, even though that's not good for you. I'm trying to hold it in as much as I can.
You got this. I believe in you. Yeah.
Speaking of coughing, here we go.
The more you talk about it, the more you're gonna think.
The more I talk, I'm just gonna drink this wine.
Then it's gonna happen.
I'm just gonna drink the wine.
Yeah,
it'll help.
The wine soothes the throat. That sounds so weird, but anyways, so yeah, welcome to our talk show. This is just a little bit of us.
We don't know what we're doing. This is just,
you know what they say.
This is episode number
Listen
one.
Listen to this. So okay, I saw something that said, "Do not fake it until you make it." Right.
Right.
Everybody says, fake it until you make it.
Mm-hmm.
No, honey. You faith it until you
I
make
it. I love that. Faith it until
because
you make it. That's
you
wonderful.
You need to have faith in yourself to go out there and be courageous enough to do whatever you want to do until you get to the point that you want to be at. Like, for example, we have been wanting to start a podcast.
For months.
For a very long time. And we finally... From the help of my brother, because we came up with the intro that you heard earlier in the introduction song. And so we did that first. And then we're like, how in the heck do we merge these two together, right? So, like, we literally sat there for, I kid you not, maybe an hour, hour and a half, trying to download and merge these files, and nothing was working.
I have so many random apps on my phone right now that I downloaded to merge.
We tried to merge it so badly, and we did this for an hour and a half, and we still could not figure it out. And by the grace of God, my mom, with some help from her, because I got my brother involved, and I was like, well, he's a really techie dude. So shout out to my bro, because... My brother, yes, thank you, Christian.
Thank you, Christian.
Big shout out to you for making our intro come together and merging it, because he took the intro song and our introduction with like, "Hi, I'm Jesse, and I'm Alexis," and he put the two together, and then he not only did that, but he also made sure the music was still playing in the background. So anyways, it started with us recording those two. Then finally, like a week ago, my brother merged the files together, and then finally we're at a point where we're saying,
well, let's start.
Let's go ahead and do this dang thing because we're ready for it.
We're ready.
And you know, I have been reading the Mel Robbins book, Let Them Theory, and or maybe it was the High Five Habit, because
mm-hmm.
And she was talking about the fear of starting something and how
that self-doubt and fear.
Yes, and the only thing that's holding you back mm-hmm. is yourself.
That holds so many people back. Self-doubt and
right.
fear.
Mm-hmm. It is 100% all in your head. And so that's what we're doing right now, is we're not letting it get to us. We're starting this podcast, and that's why we're here mainly. Like, another reason why
mm-hmm.
that's our goal is because we want to get past that fear, jump over it, and be like, we can make a podcast. If we want a podcast, let's make it happen.
It's a personal goal for us. Like, it's a goal that we are determined. We wanted to, like, have so many made by, like, the first of the year, and that is our goal. We're sticking to it. It's been, you know, of course it's intimidating at first.
It's a little,
but because we're making ourselves vulnerable to the world. Like, yeah. We're making ourselves vulnerable to you guys. We know that we're going to get scrutinized at some point. We know that.
Which, that's fine.
We're going to get negative. Yeah, negative feedback, positive feedback. And we know that. And I think that's probably been, like, one reason that I think that's the scariest thing about starting anything like this.
Yeah, that's probably why it's hindered mm-hmm. us just a little bit, because then to your head, you're like, what are these people going to think about me? And mm-hmm. guess what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, just, like I said, Mel Robbins, let them.
Props
to Mel Robbins, because you have helped me realize that the potential lies within yourself. And the only thing that's stopping you is yourself. And you can't let others control or dictate what you are thinking
mm-hmm.
or what you have to say.
And you can take that advice. You know, you can take that advice for something big, like starting a podcast, or even something small, like starting like a walking program at home, or starting a diet, or
going to work out,
organizing your closet. I need to organize my closet. Looks like it blew up.
You don't want to see mine.
You remember that?
Even making your bed.
Yeah. Like anything like that. Like, it's small steps lead to, you know, bigger things.
Yeah,
like,
it's a big picture.
It's like the bigger picture, but it takes those small little steps to lead to, like, you know, the bigger picture.
The big project, too.
Yeah.
Like, little by little, we'll have a podcast here, and eventually it'll just build up. And
we're
we'll
busy
back.
Gals, but we are dedicated to, we're going to try to do what, like one a week?
That sounds like a great idea.
Like one podcast a week?
Once a week.
I'm a nurse, and Alexis is a teacher.
I am. I'm a kindergarten teacher.
And I'm a dialysis nurse. So we have real relatable jobs. Like, we're
everyday
girls who
live in a normal life.
Get up at the crack of dawn.
Like, we have a crown on our head, and we're Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Even though I wish sometimes that was the case. Nothing against my job. I love my job. But, you know, everybody wishes they could wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm a superstar.
Yeah.
But that's not the reality. So we are definitely just very down to earth. We, like Jesse said, we are very girly. So it might not look like that sometimes. But mm-hmm. you can't judge a book by its cover.
A lot of people, I think, judge us by our cover. Like, we're both, you know, blonde. We like to wear makeup, and we like to wear pretty clothes. But a lot of people, like, I'm sitting here right now, like, normally when we do our meetups, we're in pajamas, you know?
Well, right now I'm not, because I just came back from a performance. So, I have a backstory of, I was asked to be Megan Maroney for a little girl's birthday party. And so right now I'm over here dolled up with my makeup done. And
Dropped the wine
Jesse
lid.
Just dropped the cork, the lid to the wine. She unleashed it. Oh, well. And now Sassy's about to go play with it. It's all good. See, we are not perfect. Things happen. Anyways, but what I was saying. So, yeah, normally I would be here in my PJs with Jesse. But today I have my hair all done up. I got my full face of makeup on. Glitter is just smeared everywhere because it's, what, over here? Like 10 p.m.? And I did have my boots on. I finally took those off because my feet were killing me.
And but, I am recovering from a 12-hour nursing shift today on a Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
So, hallelujah. See, we're just normal people. Like,
we are totally normal.
Who just want to try to make a difference in a young girl's life, an older woman's life, whoever that we can relate to. You know, we're here to reach everybody, like a broad audience.
Yeah.
And we just hope that we can, like, help. I think our main goal is to, like, bring together a community where we can, like, talk about problems, you know, talk about, like, anything, to be honest. We have a whole list of stuff that we've planned out to, like, discuss in future podcasts.
It comes from marriage to just loving yourself.
Because we're both married.
And that can be very hard sometimes. So we'll get into that on another day.
That's probably going to be the longest podcast that we have.
Like 2 hours long.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, and then we might even get them to come into the podcast.
Yeah, we'll have them on the podcast.
We'll question them and be like, so how do you feel?
I would love that.
And they might just sit there and not say anything. But
more than likely, they're both very introverted. We are very extroverted, and they are introverted.
Which
so
is fine.
It's fine.
That's why we're doing.
That's why we go well together, though. Because I honestly think if Daniel was just like me, we would clash. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I think we would probably have some problems. Yeah, I think it would be too much going on.
The energy would just be like, bam.
There'd be too much going on because I'm that person that will be up, like, decorating her house at, like, 2 a.m. if I don't have to work the next day.
I'll be running my room.
And Alexis will be cleaning and they'll be, like, passed out.
I'll be scrubbing the toilet.
Or playing their video games. We're just different. Like,
we're,
you know.
We're different. Hold up. Same with my skeleton.
Gonna make me cough.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I go from every time I laugh, I start coughing. But yeah, that's basically like, we just wanted to come on here, introduce ourselves, you know, tell you guys kind of like what we're a little bit about. You know, and if you guys have like any topics that you want us to discuss or, you know, anything that, you know, you want us to address or, yeah, anything.
Yes.
Just please, like, let us know. Let us know.
Yes, we're here for you.
Yeah, we're here for you. We hope that you subscribe. We promise it'll get better after this. This is podcast.
This is actually not bad.
This isn't bad. This is just how we normally sit here and talk.
You gotta love yourself.
That's right. Here I am. I need to take our own advice.
Like, speak it into existence that we are doing a great job.
We're gonna be amazing.
We're all gonna do so well.
And we're, you know what? And we're gonna keep our class and grace while doing it.
Yeah.
And we're gonna, you know, try not to embarrass ourselves.
Well, I mean, every now and then, if it pops up,
I'm sure we'll say something. But you know, it is what it is. So yeah, this is just our first podcast. We just turned on the recorder and just started talking.
That's all we did.
So, you know, show us some love. Show us some love. Show Blonde Banter some love. We're going to make an Instagram page. We're going to make a TikTok page so you guys will get to see us. My husband is calling right now and interrupting the podcast. Okay.
No, it's good.
No, we're still there. Okay, we're still there. So, see, technical difficulties, people. So, but we're good.
Okay.
So, yeah, awesome. You guys follow us on Spotify, right? Blonde Banter.
It's Spotify.
And then we're going to have an Instagram. We have to make our handle and a TikTok.
And we'll be on YouTube also. Whenever we show ourselves, our actual faces.
Yeah. We're starting out small. We're still a little intimidated, a little scared.
But I'm excited to do that.
It's going to take some getting used to, but I think we're going to have fun with it.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be
mics and everything.
So much fun.
We're going to bedazzle them.
Yes.
So
anything sparkly and bedazzled, we're going to be all about it. Pink everywhere.
Love it all.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
Not really. Just thank you so much for listening to the people that are, even if it's like two of you to 100. I don't know how many hits we're going to get off of this.
It's literally going to be
This is just the beginning, honey. This is just the beginning. And I'm very grateful to know somebody who wants to do this because, I mean, really, our friendship has been amazing from the start. Like, we met maybe like 4 or 5 months ago.
Have y'all ever heard of Bumble BFF? That's how we met.
Here we go. We're about to close it down.
This is what we do. We're about to like close it down and we start yapping again.
So that's professional yappers. Is that?
We are professional.
We're getting shirts that say that, by the way. But yeah, so no, we did meet through Bumble BFF because let's be honest, like friendship in adulthood is really hard.
Yeah.
Like, even when it comes to work, like, I love my coworkers, but we're not all like, let's go and do this. Let's go do that together. Mm-hmm. And so you can feel so alone in this world because becoming an adult and after work, you just want to go home and stare at the wall. Like,
yeah.
And just sit in silence.
In the dark.
So anyways, I met her through this. Through the application, and then from that
the rest day is history.
That we met, we were just talking nonstop, and like the connection of the friendship was so great that I think this is the perfect match to do a podcast with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say I'm so grateful to have met a friend like you to like do a podcast with, because I was telling my mom I wanted to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, then do it. And then my husband was telling me, you should start a podcast. And I feel like it's better whenever you work with somebody else to collaborate, because you can bounce off of each other and help each other out, versus if you're by yourself, you don't really have anybody to ask questions.
It's good to have that support.
You have to
system.
Do it all by yourself. So
yeah,
this is going to be the perfect match. So I just want to say, I think this is going to be amazing. I'm going to just say that this is going to be a good thing. And I'm so excited to see what is yet to come.
I am.
To solve.
Daniel is interrupting us again.
It's okay.
Decline
we're
call.
We're about to end this thing. Thank you so much for listening. And we will see you on episode 2 of Blonde Banter.
Yes.
We love you. Heart.
Heart.
Heart hands.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe.
Bye.
Bye.